It's all about the money and the Fed chair. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the first day of May. Happy May Day, everybody, and thanks for being with us. Oil prices slide on word that we've got a bunch of oil. Retired or soon to? States are chipping away at retirement benefits, and we'll share why. Troubling data from the USDA on food insecurity at a time when the economy is booming. Banks and bad debt. It's another story about cash-strapped Americans. Fertilizer and pot. One is good for the other, it would seem. Those stories, the markets, and we go out to lunch with Dave Price, the political director, anchor, and managing editor of WHO-TV13 in Des Moines, Iowa. And because it's Iowa, we've got lots of politics kind of stuff to talk about. But hang on, the business news headlines are coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the first day of May and the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach out to us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, you can find me on Twitter, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, like we said, it's all about the money, and the markets turned south today after Fed Chair Jerome Powell hinted that lower rates are not going to be in the cards in the long term. Powell said in a news conference that recent low inflationary pressures may be only transitory. That comment may have dashed hopes that the Fed would be lowering rates in the near future. Powell's comment came after the Fed voted unanimously to maintain the benchmark rate in a range of 2.2% and 2.5% on inflation. The central bank said it remained low. Remember, lower rates are great for banks and investors, and that's what sparked the downward trend today on Wall Street as all three of the indices lost ground. I'll have all the numbers for you later in the newscast. Speaking of numbers, oil prices fell today as a report showed U.S. crude stockpiles swelled to their highest level since 2017 and American production set a new record. Futures in New York retreated as much as 1.8% after the U.S. Energy Information Administration said oil inventories in the world's largest economy, well, it rose by almost 10 million barrels last week, blowing by both analyst and industry estimates. Gasoline stocks also showed a surprise increase, undercutting signs of tightening supplies elsewhere. Again, those numbers in just a bit. People who once held good-paying state jobs but are now retired are starting to see that they're losing benefits, mostly because states are struggling financially. States are testing how far they can reduce health benefits for their retirees as a way of coping with mounting liabilities and balancing budgets. The cuts are in response to dramatic increases in medical costs, budget shortfalls, and the introduction of new accounting rules that force governments to be more public about how much they owe. Officials also face fewer legal hurdles to cutting retiree health benefits than they face with public pensions, which enjoy ironclad legal protections in many states. The biggest driver to costs continues to be, yeah, health care. Paying a portion of employees' health care bills once they retire became a benefit widely offered to public workers in the second half of the 20th century. The value of those obligations accelerated along with increases in medical costs and the aging of the American workforce. Simply put, it's yet another indicator that the current health care system in the United States seems to be very broken. The U.S. economy is enjoying nearly a decade of expansion since the Great Recession. Yet food insecurity, that means a lack of money or resources to secure enough to eat, still grips almost 1 in 8 Americans. According to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that's roughly 40 million people. And what's troubling is that that figure, even in this booming economy, is headed upward. Hungry people live in every county in America, according to the latest annual research from nonprofit relief organization Feeding America. It compiled federal and other data for 2017, its ninth year of examining the issue, in its report called Map the Meal Gap. Feeding America serves 4 billion meals each year for 1 in 8 Americans through 200 food banks and 60,000 meal programs and pantries. Even on a more local level, the Food Bank of Iowa says they have never been busier. South Dakota has huge swaths of the state where over 30% of the people are food insecure. Children remain the most vulnerable, and they're more likely than adults to go hungry in every state in the nation. Differences in food insecurity are regional as well. A whopping 87% of counties among the most food insecure residents are in the South. Bottom line is that hunger in America is on the uptick. But with unemployment so low and the economy growing, why are so many Americans going hungry? Ready? The rising costs for food, shelter, and health care continue to cripple many families who are struggling and living paycheck to paycheck. In a related story, according to Bloomberg, debt is becoming a major issue. Credit card losses are outpacing auto and home loans at a rate not seen in at least a decade. The question is whether banks' plastic problems is an outlier or an omen. The banks say that for now there's no cause for panic. The strong U.S. economy and low unemployment mean most consumers are able to stay current on debt payments. New foreclosures and bankruptcies fell to the lowest level in at least 15 years last year. Yet the uptick in card losses is unmistakable. Credit reporting company Experian said some of the blame goes to banks offering credit to riskier borrowers, and the Federal Reserve has noted a spike in late payments by the elderly. So how big is the credit card debt problem? The 4 largest U.S. banks had almost $4 billion in charge-offs from credit cards last quarter. And just $656 million from all other consumer lending. That's the biggest gap since at least 2009. Card charge-offs now make up more than 80% of total consumer credit costs, up from 67% just 3 years ago. Scotts Miracle-Gro rose the most in a decade after its Roundup herbicide and marijuana supplies business rebounded from sales slumps, and that boosted earnings above expectations. Today, the company talked about that in their results conference call. In it, investors were told that increased advertising to help counter the negative publicity generated by concerns about Roundup safety contributed, get this, to a 20% rise in quarterly sales of the weed killer. And about pot? Revenue more than tripled at the company's Hawthorne business, which supplies specialty fertilizers and growing equipment to marijuana growers. Well, Wall Street had a tough day today. The Dow closed down 162 points to end the day at 26,430, while the S&P 500 pulled back 0.7 at 29.23 after hitting an all-time high. The NASDAQ lost nearly 0.6 and fell to 80.49. Things were riding high until Fed Chair Jerome Powell said rates may not always be this low, which dashed hopes that the Fed would lower rates to spur the economy even further. Stocks rose broadly earlier in the day following positive news on trade. Media reports citing sources said that a U.S.-China trade deal could be announced by next Friday. Strong earnings from companies like Apple's quarterly results and strong jobs data for April also boosted sentiment. ADP and Moody's Analytics said private payrolls increased by 275,000 in April. That easily blew by a Dow Jones estimate of 177,000. The strong gain was led by an increase of, get this, 223,000 jobs within the services sector. Gold was off by $7.50 to trade at $1,278.20 an ounce. Crude oil was off by 30 cents after a spike up and then a spike down again. Oil ended the day at $63.62 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note is paying 2.5%. When we come back, it's Out to Lunch with Dave Price, the political director, anchor, and managing editor of WHO TV 13 in the Des Moines, Iowa market. So much to talk about with Dave, from the caucuses to his new book to interesting encounters with all kinds of people and changes in the news and news gathering business. Dave Price and I go out to lunch next.